Today marks the 125-year anniversary of Manitowoc's oldest hospital, Frederick Holy Family Memorial. Over that time, the hospital has been helping keep Manitowoc residents healthy while also keeping God at the center of it all. Sister Kay Clackner with the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity explained to C. Hafer News that the city of Manitowoc, originally founded roughly 25 years prior, was starting to grow and shipbuilding was a big focus. That's when the community realized they were in desperate need of local health care.
So they came to us, the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity, and even though from a material perspective, we were a rather young congregation yet, still having debt to build our own buildings. But because the need was great, the leadership of the community said, we will work together and have a hospital.
In 1886, Manitowoc County deeded over 4.5 lots to the sisters, and in the spring of 1898, ground was officially broken on the hospital. Bishop Frederick Katzer from the Diocese of Green Bay was on hand September 28th of that year to officially dedicate the 45-bed facility. Sister Kay tells us the hospital was of vital importance to the growing community.
If you were rich, you could afford to have the doctor or the healthcare people come to your home. If you were not, you were kind of on your own. And so that's really who we were serving when we started with the opening of the hospital.
In 1900, the hospital, which was named Holy Family Hospital at the time, was also named a U.S. Marine Hospital. This means if a sailor became sick, Manitowoc was the place for them to go. Sister Clarence Hennessy wrote in her diary at the time that the sisters would give them, as read by Jenny Kineski,
3 good meals a day, broth in the forenoon and lunch in the afternoon.
It was not all smooth sailing, however, as in July of that year, the hospital was struck by lightning. Sister Clarence wrote,
"The steeple was broken as there was also a hole in the roof. The lights were all out of order. Everybody got a shock, but nobody got hurt."
She was able to maintain a sense of humor during the ordeal, however.
Sister Walburga was standing on a chair closing a window. She fell backwards and said, "I am dead, I am dead. Never mind, your tongue is still wagging."
While Christianity has remained at the center of everything they do, Holy Family Memorial's survival throughout the early years was entirely dependent on the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity, as Sister Kay explains.
Part of how Holy Family was able to exist is that there were enough sisters that actually did everything, every department that they had at that time, which of course wasn't as complex as it is today.
While the community relied on the hospital for their health care, Sister Kay also notes the sisters played a vital role in the community in other ways.
They took the kitchen, we had the vegetable garden, the community went through the times of need that people didn't have what they needed, including food, and so often there were people at the door. The sisters would feed and take care of. The railroad went past and the guys would jump off the boxcars and they were there to get their coffee and get their meals.
Now, when the Great Depression came along, Sister Clarence Hennessy wrote in her diary, the hospital didn't really feel the pressure the same as the community. She wrote,
"The sisters always had enough for the patients, themselves, and anyone needing help."
In 1947, Holy Family Hospital was thriving and were able to begin construction on an expansion project known as the 1949 Wing, which was dedicated in March of, 1949. Several parts of Wisconsin history are actually directly linked to HFM, including in November of 1951, the Holy Family School of Nursing became the first accredited 3-year program in the state. The school would remain open for 56 years, ceasing operations in 1976, having graduated 871 nurses throughout the 56 years of operation, including Sister Kay's mom.
Also, by the way, myself and all of my siblings were born at Holy Family, so Holy Family has a very special place in my heart.
Additionally, in 1975, Vietnamese refugees Diem and Hong Nguyen moved to Manitowoc and gave birth to their son, Hong Victor Ninh Nguyen, who is believed to be the first child born of Vietnamese refugee parents in Wisconsin. Sister Kay's family also played a role in that historic moment.
Talk about connections. My parents were some of the sponsorship to help them be here in the United States. But at that time, they were coming here and needed the support to be able to establish their lives here in our country. And so, Holy Family was part of that, as well as my parents.
Speaking of family, one family has been a major part of HFM history. Kathy Endries is a part of 3 generations of nurses and medical workers at the hospital. She tells us it all started back in 1953 when her mother, Eleanor Wiena, enrolled at the School of Nursing. Eleanor would then work for Holy Family Memorial until 1998 when she retired. Since then, 8 members of her family have in some way worked at Holy Family Memorial, with some still working there to this day. Kathy says her mom taught her an important lesson: be committed to the job you do. She also said that while Eleanor did not force anyone into the medical field,
we just saw it all and we just all decided that that's where we wanted to go with our, you know, with our life. I mean, out of my mom, three of us became RNs. Ellie became a CNA. And it's just the caring that we saw instilled in us to do this as a career.
Kathy also told CHAFER News they are very proud of their family's working history at HFM.
Besides the nursing part, we have a brother who went into being a doctor. So we got so much from my mom being a nurse. I mean, she instilled medical on all of us.
Right.
Kathy's daughters now work at Holy Family Memorial, while Ellie Meinert's daughter is going to medical school. Endries and Meinert both told us it's special being a part of a family of nurses and medical workers because it bonds them all together.
You grow up different in a nursing family because my mom had to work most holidays, so holidays were not on holidays. We did everything whenever. As we all became nurses, where we could discuss all that stuff.
But now looking forward, what does the future hold for HFM? The biggest change in recent years was the collaboration between Holy Family Memorial and Fratert and the Medical College of Wisconsin, which went into effect in March of 2021. Since then, Manitowoc's oldest hospital has received the American College of Cardiology's National Cardiovascular Data Registry Chest Pain MI Registry Platinum Performance Achievement Award for the sixth time. They also entered in a preferred provider agreement with the Sharon S. Richardson Community Hospice. Those who wish to celebrate the 125th anniversary of the hospital are invited to stop by the atrium at 2 o'clock this afternoon and then hang around for a mass led by Bishop David Ricken, scheduled to begin at 4 p.m.